Yeah, I think it is a huge concern for everybody. Obviously, the economic attack from the United States is one of the reasons why. But I think monopoly control and price gouging are huge parts of it. I think the mm-hmm. price of energy and stuff like that. But you want to talk about Canada-US relations, and yes. and so do I. It's massive. I think we fought the free trade agreements in the 80s and 90s as New Democrats because we always said it was a bad idea to fully integrate sectors like steel and forestry and automotive and others with a trading partner 10 times our size that is also a global superpower and has all the power in the economic mismatch.
We're in too deep now.
Well, yeah, right? So no joy in being right about that. But now we see why we were fighting for more Canadian independence in those sectors from the get-go. And I think that's the bigger puzzle now. So yes, you have to stay at the table in free trade relationships. You have to try to protect those workers in forestry, those workers in automotive, those workers in steel. But we can't put all our eggs in that basket because we're dealing with a completely quixotic and unpredictable partner that it can act very, very arbitrarily. You know, as everybody knows, the sort of the unwritten rules and norms are kind of shredded, which is why we have been calling for Trump-proofing our economy through the mechanism of public ownership, actually building new industries that use Canadian materials, that employ large numbers of Canadian workers, that make things that we desperately need, things like heat pumps in every home and way more electric buses and electric vehicles made in Canada that are affordable for Canadians under public ownership, because the private sector has proven over and over again that we give them hundreds of billions of dollars a year and they don't save us. They walk away from the money or they take the money and leave. They close plants. They go back to the United States. This, we need the government to step up and govern, like in the Second World War when C.D. Howe, not a socialist, the minister of everything, created 28 new crown corporations to do everything from making rubber and tanks to bullets and planes and uniforms and food production and the rest of the things that Canada needed in the war economy. We need to Trump-proof and shield the Canadian economy from the American attacks by becoming more independent. And that is what the government is for.
Do you think Carney is doing a bad job on the file right now, or you just think you would do it differently?
I think he's limited by his basic model, which is the public-private partnership, where the role of government is to put some billions of dollars into the Canada Housing, you know, instrument or the sovereign wealth fund, which isn't a sovereign wealth fund. It's all about public money priming the pump and trying to crowd in all of this massive capital that's sitting. Not happening. It's just not happening. It has never, ever worked, which is why the public resources of this country should be used directly to solve these everyday crises for Canadians and in the public interest. And we have the wealth in this country. If we had appropriate taxation on these massively profitable sectors, then we certainly have the resources to do things like create a public option for groceries that would give people a third off their grocery bills effectively in a network of publicly run stores that would be subsidized directly, yes, by the federal government to the tune of $300 million a year, which is a rounding error in our current defense budget, one half of 1%, right?
I'm glad you talked about defense. I know that you've said that hitting 5% is destructive and nihilistic.
I don't believe in setting these arbitrary numeric targets and then having to justify massive new increases in spending to satisfy this, you know, NATO demand or something like that. We need a modern military. Obviously, it's a scary time. I don't think we should be doubling down on an arms exports. The Prime Minister wants to increase Canadian arms exports by 50%. I don't know who out there would be buying our arms that we really want buying arms at all.
But Canadians are on board for this, right? Canadians broadly support increased defense spending right now. So, like, how do you square that circle if they're
well,
down?
Well, do you think that politics is just saying what's popular in the moment? I mean, I'm trying to make an argument that is not, that I think a lot of Canadians support, right? Polling isn't everything, and how you ask the questions makes a really big difference. But I don't think giving three quarters of every dollar of military spending to the military industrial complex of the United States makes us safer when the biggest threat to us is the economic and annexation threats of the United States. I think that there are other ways to spend money that actually make life, our economy, our everyday life more secure, calmer, more stable. And I think those are investments in the things that we need in the everyday: food, non-market housing, transportation that actually gets you to work without a Darwinian Hunger Games every morning in rush hour. And when it comes to military spending, I think that 5% of our entire economy on the military, it's hallucinatory. It's a vision of a militarized society. This is one area where the government is the only major purchaser, unless you're talking about great neighbors like in the global community, like Saudi Arabia or UAE or whoever else is going to be buying all of these arms that Canada is supposed to be making. None of this makes us safer. So making that the centerpiece of our economic future just doesn't make sense for the vast majority of Canadians, I believe. And it's our job to put alternatives in front of people that will actually shift public opinion. I think people are supporting defense spending because they're scared, because we're living in a super scary time. And I totally relate to that. I wake up in the morning, I check, I you know, like everyone else, I'm like, do I want to know what's on my phone? Should I just maybe go into fetal position under the bed for a while? Would that be preferable? So it is a scary time, but I think there's calmer, saner things we could be doing.
There may be a lot of people who agree with you who are, you know, voting liberal right now and are still pretty happy with Carney. So how do you plan on attracting those kind of like left-leaning liberals back to your party who are down for the status quo right now, who are happy with Carney, who are seem to be okay with increased defense spending?
Carney's popular right now, and the government now has a majority, which I've expressed many times, and I think a lot of people feel it's a little uncomfortable to have a majority based on floor crossing. It does not feel like getting a mandate from the people. We're setting that aside. We're not going to like relitigate that for everybody. Okay. It needs saying. The renewal of our party is not about, oh, everybody supports this, so we'll go rushing over there. That's actually not the role of political parties. Ours is to present an alternative vision for how Canada can move forward. And that's what we're going to do. And the renewal of our party is not necessarily all about the way that the other parties do politics. We have a special sauce in the NDP, which is organizing. We're a party that was built with a formal alliance with the trade union movement that also has a history of one-on-one conversations of building at the shop floor, in the break room, building at the community level, building in the supermarket and conversations with neighbors and building strong ground game that is rooted in community. And that is really a practice of engaging people in politics in the one-to-one and building power from the bottom up. And this is where I'm going to be traveling the country, going to rural Saskatchewan next, where there's a lot of grassroots organizing already taking place. And I'm very excited to build that capacity in the ridings, to find great candidates, to identify fantastic organizers, to map out the winnable ridings in the next election, and to build power everywhere from the bottom up.
I know that your father has passed away, and I'm really sorry about that, and I want to offer my condolences for his passing.
Thank you.
I'm curious if he gave you any advice, you know, now that you're the leader of the federal NDP. What did he tell you?
I mean, the last few months of his life were, he was lucid most of the time that we talked. I think he was following things and keeping up, but it wasn't like a big advice period. That was, I think, earlier in my life. He was 88. You know, I'm almost, you know, I'm 58. I did have a conversation with him, though. The last real conversation that I had, it was the last conversation I had with him. It was the week before Winnipeg. I called him up. He asked me how I was doing. And I was like, you know, I'm stressed. I'm like, I think we're going to win. Everything is pointing in the right direction. I feel pretty confident about it. I think we're going to have a sizable win. But the day after, and then the party and the finances and the caucus and the going to Ottawa and the by-elections, and I was stressed, you know, and he just sort of reached through the phone. He just comforted me. He just took care of me. He was like, you got this. You're doing everything right. Stay calm. Keep doing what you're doing. You don't have to change. Yeah, you need an offer for Canadians. You've been talking to members. It's not different. Just keep doing what you're doing. And he just, I mean, I don't know what to tell you. It was like a father just taking care of his kid. It was really incredible. Like 20 minutes, he just was just there for me. Was just a really great dad. And I think that was the advice of his lifetime, which is like, you have principles. They come from a deep part of you. A lot of people share these principles. Don't veer. You don't have to be someone different. That's the torch I got passed, around Winnipeg in a dramatic fashion. His advice was his life and the way he lived it.
That's really sweet. It's nice to hear that. And you're very lucky to have each other.
Super lucky.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate it.
Thank you.
That's been This Week in Canadian Politics. This episode was written, produced, and fact-checked by our senior producer, Aviva Lessard, Sam Connert, and me. Our reporter in Ottawa is Sam Connert. Mixing and mastering is by Caleb Thompson. Jesse Brown is Canada Land's editor and publisher, and our theme music is by Nathan Burley. Additional music is by Max Collins, our director of audio. Syndication is by UMFM 101.5 FM in Winnipeg. You can visit them online at umfm.com. Thank you for listening.
Our founding fathers guaranteed us certain protections. The freedom of speech, freedom of religion, the freedom to own and play stringed instruments of all kinds. Those founding fathers didn't place restrictions on these freedoms. They didn't say the right to play guitar shall not be violated except when used to play Green Day's Time of Your Life over and over again in a common area of your dorm. No! Where will these restrictions end? A background check when you want to take up the banjo? A 5-day waiting period to buy a Telecaster? An all-out ban on the Flying V? Or, dare I say, whammy bar? Ladies and gentlemen of the jury, it is up to you to defend our right to keep and bear guitars.
You're listening to CJUM FM 101.5, broadcasting at 1200 watts from the University of Manitoba, defending your rights as well as the rights of others since 1998.
Hello, everybody.
Welcome.
It is the Weekly Wylers. This is a Wyler Report. Mm-hmm. And Tyler.
That's me.
I have a question for you.
I love questions.
Whatever happened to themes? Where are my fully themed restaurants at? Like, holla holla if you know what I'm saying, but where are my Red Lobsters? Where are my Pizza Huts?
Medieval
where
times.
Where are my Olive Gardens? And if you want to talk about Olive Gardens, you want to talk about themes, coincidentally, I have something about that. I want to tell you about what I consider to be the Olive Garden of bands.
The unlimited songs or unlimited breadsticks?
No, that being fun tribute-themed bands, which we're going to dive into today. Folks, here at UMFM, we're going to be diving through some of the most fun theme bands I could find. And with that, I am Kyler, also known as K. You can call me K9, or if you're a real one, you can call me K-Mart. And I'm joined by...
That's me, Tyler, otherwise known as T, or let's go with the treasonous? Treasonous? I forgot how to say treasonous, folks. T.
And we're going to get right into our first song here, that of course being a song based around Macho Man Randy Savage. This is NWO by the Randy Savages. Let's take a listen.
We'll be right back.
Paul Ray, and that was NWO by the Randy Savages. Mm-hmm. Very good band, all dressed like the Macho Man himself, if you can dig that.
Yeah.
Interesting approach. But I need you, Tyler,
yes,
to bear with me here, because this conversation's about to sound like you're three beers deep and one of us is nonverbal, because
okay,
I need to tell you about this next band we have coming up.
And what's that?
This is Dred Zeppelin. We're going to play Do the Claw. Dred Zeppelin, of course, very famous in the reggae-infused Led Zeppelin genre.
It's one of my all-time favorite genres, for sure.
Right. For 30 years, they toured. They toured with the lead singer, the legendary Tortelvis.
Tortelvis.
Because this band is a Elvis impersonator and a Bob Marley impersonator.
Doing Led Zeppelin songs?
Absolutely.
For 30 years.
For 30 years. Do it reggae style. Do it. Well, holy smoke, what's wrong with me? I'm shaking like a king on a furry tree. It's a curse on me. The house has luck. I'm dazed and confused and I'm all shook up. I'm doing the clock. I'm making it pay. I'll do it every night and day. Push your hand up and get down. Cause I'm doing the claw. I do it clambake style. Doing the claw. And we'll be doing the claw. I'll do a Crawford style. Doing the claw. Let's do it, darling. And that was Doing the Claw, Dred Zeppelin, 5 Million Star, the album.
That's the title of the album?
Yep.
5 Million Star?
Absolutely.
Wow.
Yeah. That really speaks to the
star.
The Tortelvis in all of us, I think.
If you really think about it, yeah. Right. I think it says a lot about stars.
I think it says a lot about society.
And how many of them there are.
Right. And keeping with that fun little theme here, we have White Wine Spritzer by Oakley Doakley, which I just dropped the truth on Mr. Tyler here, Mr. T.
Yeah.
But what the theme of this band was, you want to explain to the audience what that might be?
Well, they're all dressed as Ned Flanders.
Correct.
Yeah. And also...
Don't spoil the surprise.
Okay, okay.
Take a listen.
All right.
Remember, Ned Flanders tribute band. Let's take a listen. White Wine Spritzer. And we're back.
Welcome.
That was Oakley Doakley White Wine Spritzer. Mm-hmm. Death metal Ned Flanders band. Isn't that great? They also have the glasses and the mustache.
It's pretty good. It's pretty good. Were the mustaches real?
I hope so.
I hope so.
I think in a world, I think we got to...
One must imagine the Ned Flanders tribute band...
Has mustaches.
Has real mustaches, yes. Yeah,
that's true. That's beautiful.
It says a lot, yeah.
That's beautiful. That's beautiful, man. Folks, we have another one coming up.
I'm excited for this one.
Yeah, I think this one definitely is up your alley.
Yeah.
Or do you know enough about this, or you want me to jump in here?
I mean, I know what they're called. I don't know if I can necessarily speak too much on it besides them being called Heavysaurus, and Heavysaurus. It's kid-friendly Dino Power, which sounds sick.
Dino Power Rock Band, not in English, by the way.
Yeah.
So try to listen, see if you can make any of the words up. Take a listen as the tribute band dresses up in their dinosaur costumes.
Hiukset pitkät harjailee, kärsän vielä niistelee, ja syöksy hampaakin pesaisee. Päälle kylmän routajään, painaa suuren suuren pään, ja
oh my gosh, we're back. Oh my gosh, we're back. And not for very long, actually, because I'm going to jump right into this.
Oh,
next
moving
one.
Past Heavysaurus, man?
Heavysaurus.
There was a lot of really sick lore I just learned about. They had a movie.
We don't have a lot of time.
Oh, okay.
But speaking of movies,
yeah,
this works out perfectly because the next band, Galactic Empire, prog rock quartet based on Star Wars.
What's that?
Based on Star
Wars.
Be with you.
Right.
Completely misdirection of a song there, to be honest with you.
I like the little twist on it. It's pretty good.
Right.
That was by Galactic Empire.
Right. Very little talking. Whole lot of shredding.
I would say no talking, some might even say.
You got to be one with the Force to hear the talking.
Oh, whoops. I missed that part. Shoot.
Well, with the Force.
Uh-huh.
You ever watch the Star Wars movies?
A couple of them.
Do you remember the scene where him and Yoda are in the jungle?
I do know about this. Yeah.
Right. So that kind of perfectly ties in to our next track. This is Richard Cheese and Lounge Against the Machine. They turn songs into swing songs. And I want you to try to guess what song this is. A little hint in what I just said. Take a listen. Thank you, Mr. Richard Cheese.
And I
truly believe he had a point when he said, welcome to the jungle.
And welcome to UMFM 101.5. You've reached the weekly Weilers.
Yes, your journey on this Weiler report of the best tribute bands that good old Kyler could find.
Yeah, lots of fun themes we've got so far. That was Richard Cheese and the Lounge Against the Machine. Is that correct? Yeah.
Correct. Some swing and some lounge for you.
Lounge.
Forget rock, let's get swingy. But moving past that, I do have to say, we're going to get a little bit of a mashup coming on. We have a little bit of a rock band that loves to dress up like ABBA and the Bee Gees. We have Tragedies.
And the Bee Gees.
Staying Alive. What did you think?
I mean, I stood alive the whole time throughout that. That was pretty good.
Right.
Yeah.
I will say, though, I do think Staying Alive, Tragedy, great song, but this next band has them fully beat.
Whoa.
This is Batalica. And you heard me. Batalica with a B.
Batalica?
All You Need Is Blood. I want you to try to guess as we circle back after this what this might be. What might the theme be here? Batalica, All You Need Is Blood. Did you guess it?
Did you?
I sure hope I did.
That would be disastrous if not.
Folks, I actually don't know the theme to that one.
What was that song? Wait a minute.
All You Need Is Blood?
By Batalica?
Batalica.
Batalica.
That was, of course, Batalica the... Ready? Caillou
yeah.
Dremel?
Brum, bum, bum, bum.
Ooh, he's put some stank on that. That was Batalica, the mix band of the Beatles and Metallica.
Yeah.
If you didn't get by, All You Need Is Blood.
And this is off of the album where it's all the same song, but in different languages.
Absolutely. They know their audience.
Estonian, there was Hungary, there was Hebrew. They got a whole bunch on there,
yes,
man.
Yes, they do. And check out this backing track I got for you guys.
Ooh.
Boom. It's coming in. Boom.
Whoa.
Right there. We can't hear it, but I sure know you can.
Let me check.
Folks, fun little song we have coming up.
Yeah.
Moving away from Batalica, even though there's a quick fact. They got sued, but then, you know, one of the lead singers, I believe in Metallica, Ulrich, helped them get back on their feet, so that's fine. But anyways, we're moving into People Movers
cool.
by Servotron. Which got a lot of lore here. They are an anti-humanist robot invasion rock band where they dress up, they're robots. They're robots who are using the collective knowledge of music to stop the oppression on human abuse on machines, computers, trying to liberate them. And the only way they know how is through trying to get the message across through popular pop songs of the time.
Yeah, fight back against the evil humans, man.
Oh, I mean, maybe. So this is People Mover, Servotron, No Rooms for Humans. Let's take a gosh darn listen.
People mover, car, four. Okay, we got it. We won't enter. Sorry.
Okay, okay.
Folks, we're back.
Welcome back.
Welcome back.
Welcome back.
Backing track. It's a go. Boom. Bada boom.
There it is.
And we have another good one coming up. We have Ascend Master Versilius. This is a rich... what was the word I'm thinking of? Just a gosh darn bunch of aristocratic vampires. Let's take a listen.
That's most of them.
And of course, we're just giving you a little taste. That was Versilius, Ascended Master. You can check him out on your own. We highly suggest
Pretty
it.
Pretty solid there, yeah.
Ain't that right? And we're jumping into Fashion Zombies by the Aquabats.
With an exclamation point.
Aquabats off the album Charge with two exclamation points. And funny enough, this is a band that likes to dress up like Adam West 1960s superheroes and go on stage and have a gosh darn good time.
That sounds like a lovely time.
Do you like having a gosh darn good time?
I do on occasion.
Well then?
Usually. Almost all occasions.
Let's have ourselves a gosh darn good time. Listen to Aquabats. Shall we?
Yeah. Grand old time.
And who can blame them?
Aquabats Fashion Zombie.
Fashion Zombie. Honestly, I quite like that one. That one's pretty good. We liked the evil laugh. We were chatting about that during the break.
And I was saying that, do you think it comes with money, that evil laugh?
Yeah.
You don't like how they're like, and Hercules, in the cry of battle, released this scream that motivated the troops and stuff like that. But then you hear some people and their scream is just... You just can't help but laugh at them, right? Like,
do you think you're born with an evil laugh, or it finds you?
That's what I'm trying to say. Can you change your evil laugh?
I feel like you can. I think you can train it.
So it's more like a nurture, not nature type of situation.
Yeah, for sure.
Well, dealio.
I mean, there's always an exception to the rule,
right? And on that note, I want to play a very meaningful track from a themed band today, a very fun one actually. We have Harry Potter by Harry and the Potters.
I wonder what this one's about.
Off the Enchanting Call EP. Take a listen to these lyrics.
Ring, 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 ring.
It might change your world.
This song's called Harry Potter. Take one.
Harry Potter, Harry Potter, Harry Potter. 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 Voldemort. Voldemort. Voldemort.
Ron.
Harry Potter, Harry Potter, Harry Potter. 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 Voldemort.
Voldemort. Dumbledore. Ron.
Harry Potter, Harry Potter, Harry Potter. 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 Voldemort.
Argus Filch. McGonagall. Ron. Hermione. Hagrid. Ron. Aaron. Harry Potter. That's me.
Had to lighten the mood to bring you back to Earth after that life-changing experience.
That was a little subtle. I don't know if I really got the messaging off of that one.
Harry Potter and the Harry and the Potters.
Harry and the Potters and Harry Potter.
Harry Potter, Harry Potter. Do you think they wrote that down? Do you think they had
I think it's like stream of consciousness.
Do you think so?
Yeah. Maybe it was like a journaling session in there. Like, you know what? This is so good. I got to share it with the world.
I got to Harry my Potter right now.
Yeah.
I got to let the world know. I got to scream from the rooftops.
Get the jukebox out. Harry Potter.
Yeah. You think that's his karaoke song?
Yeah. Oh, someone asked me about that recently. What's my go-to karaoke song?
Well.
It's kind of a scary question.
How good are you at accents?
Me? Like, maybe below average to below average.
Okay. If you can get that up, you might be able to do average. This next one as your karaoke song. Because coming up, we have Austrian Death Machines, Get to the Choppa, which is a band that...
My Austrian's pretty bad.
Well, it's a band that is Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Oh.
So take a listen.
Yeah!
So do you want more of a meow or ah?
We're back. And what do you want? Do you want more of
those were not good. Yeah, no, I wasn't good either, though.
Says the guy who was talking about how he was a low to average on his impressions.
Whoa.
I may be low to average.
Maybe on, might be on my average impression.
I got a really big ego when it comes to Arnold Schwarzenegger.
That does not change
anything.
Let me
tell you something. You know,
change anything.
All I'm saying, if you believe it, you can be it.
That's true. You got to actualize it.
You got to
actualize your Schwarzenegger.
That's exactly why this next group made this album. This is a really interesting approach here. I thought of you when I put this on.
Oh, how sweet. How sweet.
Because, you know, you're a little bit of a doodally. You're a little bit
of a doodally. I don't think that's
rebel.
A word.
You're a little bit of yuppie.
A yuppie?
Oh, yeah.
These are like, these
just
are
a young urban professional you are, right? So, I really thought of you when I put this song in.
Right.
Because what's the point?
What's the point?
PowerPoint? That's the name of this song. It's by the band PowerPoint. They're a bunch of corporate punks. Take a listen.
I could be a punk.
In response to a review decision of changes required or rejected, the reconsideration procedure starts when the champion decides to seek reconsideration and prepares a statement of issues. Prior to the Level 1 reconsideration meeting, the reviewers should discuss the issues with their management team prepare for the meeting. Now, we'll take a look at what happens in a Level 1 reconsideration meeting.
Okay, today we're going to be talking about PowerPoint. PowerPoint, PowerPoint, PowerPoint.
PowerPoint, 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 PowerPoint.
I actually use a lot more of Google Slides these days than PowerPoint. So.
Traitor. Traitor.
It's just the way the world works, man. It's just the way the world... Also, I do think PowerPoint is... better? I don't know. I'll have to come back to you on that, actually.
No, but of course, that was PowerPoint Band, right?
Yep.
From their bio. They use patent mix of MOS-driven strategies and proven guitar-driven results. PowerPoint blends solutions to businesses and customers looking to gain that financial edge in these very trying, crucial times.
That sounds like... Yeah, that sounds about right, honestly.
Right.
They got their product description... pretty accurate, I would say.
On the ball, I would say.
Does it have the Windows and the Linux 64X download as well on there? Or
the WinX, you have to unzip the file.
Oh.
Right. And So this was a very short-lived project. They kind of had it. They released it in 2010, dropped one album, disappeared. I think they got caught in the corporate culture.
Yeah.
And then in 2020, 10 years later, by that matter of fact, I know math, they released a jazz album with no singing, and then never was seen again so far. So
good for them.
Good for you, PowerPoint.
Yeah, and that was Sparks is their other album. It looks a lot, it looks very different.
Very, very different. So good. I want to circle back here to what we started with. One must imagine the Randy Savage's newest song.
Manic.
This is a hard one to say.
Good luck.
So I'm just going to let
him say it. Give it a shot. Give it a
shot.
It.
Take it a lesson.
Ah.
Jamar Rick Blair will let you see across the back of this macho man and across the face of this one. The ultimate warrior is the bondage of the ultimate maniacs. No sleep, no food, no nothing. Just maniacism. As a skeleton, we still walk as ultimate maniacs. Therefore, what are you gonna do? Bury us now?
Point where it really doesn't matter. You guys don't really know us like you think that you do. Riding on the edge of a lightning bolt, yeah, we are. We are the ultimate maniacs, and we are ultimate survivors. We're not planning a hit. Welcome to the big time, because we're already here, and we ain't going nowhere. Do you think what I'm saying? Oh, yeah.
Carry it to us,
and we'll bring it home tonight.
All right, folks, we're ending it here. I hope you dig it. I hope you enjoyed today's episode.
It's been dug, man.
It's been dug.
All the way to the center of the earth.
We've come right back up.
Yeah, and that's where we found the dinosaurs, man. Heavysaurus from earlier. We took them from this core of the earth.
Oh, yeah. Turn them into oil.
Folks,
thanks for listening.
Yeah.
Have yourself a good one. And keep on wiling in that free world.
Toodaloo.
End it off here.
Goodbye.
Yeah.
Bye.
We couldn't have done it without you. Pledgerama is in the books, and your support made it all possible. Every call, every donation, every bit of support added up, and it's what keeps UMFM going strong. What you gave goes right back into the station, into the sound, into the equipment, and the programming you come here for. Once again, you came through for UMFM. We cannot say it enough, but thank you, friends. Your love and support means so much.
Here's your friendly reminder that the UMSU Service Center is here to help you with all of your Winnipeg Transit-related needs. If you are a new student and need to get a post-secondary PAYGO card set up, we're the place to go. We'll get you set up quickly and help you save 20% versus a regular adult full fare pass. Lost your PAYGO card? Don't sweat. You can get squared away on that as well. We're currently open Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. till 4:30 p.m. Come visit us in room 101 on the main floor of the UMSU University Center or at our Bannatyne location in the Brody Atrium, which is open from 8 a.m. until 2 p.m. If you've got student-related Winnipeg Transit questions, we've got all the answers. Call us at 204-474-8211 or email us at umsu@umsu.ca.
Promotional consideration paid for by the following.
For all your sports memorabilia needs, welcome to First Row.
Like we always do about this time.
FirstRow.ca, Canada's online collectible store. Sports cards? We got them. NBA, NFL, MLB, NHL. Autographs, action figures, comic books, and wrestling collectibles. If you're a collector, we got what you need. Remember the name, firstrow.ca, Canada's online collectibles store.
It has traveled across time and space. An energy force unlike any in the universe.
CJUN 101.5 on the FM dial.
Hello and welcome to NLA. I'm your host, Pierre. And let's get started with our first song of the hour. It is The Red Apple by Hemlock Springs.
At first glance, devilry will abide. So fierce a reverie soothe the eyes. I tremble, knowing who to confide. I call on El Shaddai. I hear him softly speak through my mind. Within purity of humankind. With haste I travel within the night and ride for El Shaddai. El Shaddai. So fierce of reverence.